So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for 8 minutes of inspiration with lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my guest today is both. She is having a major growth spurt. I'm so excited to catch her on her ascension. So I'm just going to say her name right away and just see what kind of bubbles up in you when I say her name. Lauren Polly, welcome.
Hello. Oh, growth spurt is right. How funny.
I know, right? And, you know, immediately I was looking at everything that's happened since your book, The Other Side of Bipolar, which, by the way, so many people need to get that, even if they don't even know if they're bipolar or not. Like, it has so many good tools in it for just how to work with your brain. What gave you the idea for that book?
Well, it was based off my personal journey. So being diagnosed with bipolar when I was 14 and going through Western medical system, which was more kind of limitation-based therapy, always being told what I couldn't do and what to expect in the future.
Managing it. Oh my gosh.
Just trying to like get by. And I'm not a get by kind of girl. I like bigger. Right. I like more. And it was just an interesting exploration going through all these different alternative modalities, these different creators that I found, where it's just about never stopping. And that's really what the book is. Regardless if you've been diagnosed or not, what are you waiting to transform into? And is now the time to actually get going with it?
Wow.
Yeah.
So I just can't wait for your new podcast. I'm so excited about it. Tell me a little bit about kind of the shifts that you're kind of experiencing and then what the podcast might like to do in relationship with all of that.
Well, when you said at the beginning of the show that I'm going through a growth spurt, that really spoke. And it's fascinating. I mean, just those of you listening, looking at how many times everything in your life just changes on a dime. Or it desires to, and it desires to have this accelerated ability to just go bigger and start to expand in a really fun way. And where you put the brakes or the controls on, or go, no, I have to stay here because this is what I've chosen so far. So this podcast to me has really been educating me, first of all, my business, and then also the audience that I'm speaking to now and where it wants to grow in the future, those who have a deep hunger for more and go about it in a way where their inner light is that guiding force, where everything can be lifted. And when you're able to lift the weight of the world off and the constraints and the control, there's just this forward momentum that's possible.
So what's the name of it?
It is the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly.
We're having so much fun, you guys. And when you're listening to this podcast, just tap into the energy of the Lighten Up Podcast. You know, just it's so crazy how podcasts have this like energetic. It's bigger than just your voice on the show, isn't it? Like, it's such an interesting energy. When you're working on, in the pre-chat, everyone, Lauren was up late the night before this was recorded, working on her website, just getting it bigger, having it be more expansive. When you're doing things like that, when you're working with the podcast, when you're working on your website, when you're working on a new book, what kinds of things, how do you use some of your expansion tools to allow technology to like keep up with you?
Yeah. Well, I get out of my own way and I get out of the creation's way. I'm someone who talks to my creation. So for me, part of the lightening up journey is getting out of your own way, self-sabotage, or keeping your ideas smaller than they actually are. And a lot of us have the ability to create way beyond what we're doing currently. And that's not just like a business creation. That's also like creative pursuits, your own inner state, your relationships, your mind. Money, just a life that you absolutely enjoy. For me, it's more about choosing things that are more congruent with my infiniteness. And when I go bigger and allow myself to do that.
Wait. I want to say that sometimes as an interviewer, what I like to do is like pause and shine light on something that seems sort of exceptionally brilliant. And so, you know how we go so fast, but that was really cool. So it was like congruence with
my infiniteness.
My infiniteness. Congruence with my infiniteness. Isn't that a cool way of looking at it?
Instead of being congruent with your defined viewpoints, your limitation, or where you've been in the past, like that right. has to dictate where you go.
Oh my gosh, right?
Yes.
And how much does, like, if we look at entrepreneurs, some of the listeners are entrepreneurs, how much does, like, your past business decisions have other people trying to tell you what your focus is?
Yeah.
And other people trying to kind of, what I just saw there was that maybe they're not comfortable. I think you actually do this one in your show. They're not comfortable with you expanding. Mm-hmm. And so you go, oh, I better not expand.
And it can be a myriad of things. It can be your audience. They don't want you to change too much because they like where you are. It can be the professionals that you've hired. I know my publisher has been having some interestingness with me kind of going off the mental health focus and going more into the general transformation and the creation side. That's where my joy is. That's what I love. Yeah. And for me, the bigger picture, that congruent with the infiniteness, that's where I have a sweet spot, is really helping other people create and transform into greater. So it's me actually looking at what I have to offer and making that choice instead of where other people think I should go. I've been doing that for the last year. It's been hard.
I mean, I've heard this. I'm really interested in music. And so I love following artists and reading artists' interviews. When I was a news reporter, I loved interviewing artists. And I can just remember this conversation where an artist wanted to get more slow R&B-ish, and then their record company wanted them to stay in some genre where they had made a hit. So they're like, you need to stay in this hit. But then the artist was being drawn to a new, so that phenomena is not new. Mm-mm. But what's new, what I love about what you're bringing with the Lighten Up podcast, is you're giving people practical ways of changing this.
Yeah. And it's so fascinating. Just even the simplest shift in your mindset, your behavior, your action steps, even in your physical environment and how you're showing up embodied in the world can really have a ripple effect out. That's why I love the lighten up part. It's not about getting heavy or heady or having to work really hard. It's that laser focus where you can just hit.
Lauren, I got the plumbing fix yesterday. Do you think that was good?
Gotta clean out the pipes a little, you know what I mean?
It was like this neighborhood chat, and I was like, hey, and you know, I was like, I really need it. And he came, and I have a lot of bathrooms in my house for some reason. I'm blessed with like a lot of bathrooms, but one of them wasn't working very well. And then it was one of those things where like we were still operational as a house, but it wasn't that pleasant to have limits on things flowing. And I got them all fixed yesterday, and it was just a kick in the pants. And I love what you said about like your physical environment, like just not it being all woo woo. You actually want to build your business with real tools as well. I mean, not use everything you can, right?
So you're going to have a hard time being not only successful, but also like sustainable and happy if you don't embody your business and your life that way.
Yeah.
And reminds me of episode 3, which I've already recorded. And that's exactly what I talk about, is the physical environment and these invisible energy suckers that just pull your focus.
Yeah.
And eliminate your ability to just go.
Well, I'm going to link everybody to your new podcast, which as an aside, I got to work with Lauren on parts of it as a creativity sort of encouraging being in her life. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity. And can't wait, everybody, go over and listen to her podcast. I know that once you sign up and you subscribe, you're just going to really enjoy every show. And it's going to speak to you because change and transformation, hungering for more. It's just, just what the world needs. So thank you.
And doing it all lightly.
Oh.
Yeah.
So tell us a domain. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me at laurenpolly.com. It's got all of my offerings up there. And of course, the beautiful new podcast is featured. So just jump in and enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.